The next dissertation by Dr. Sharon Gomez, MD, is a treadle exercise stress test for patient Margaret Franklin. This is CardioCare Associates Leatherhead, EST space, Franklin space Margaret. EST space Franklin space M. Treadle exercise stress test, date of examination, 125.13, referring physician, put in Elion Schwartz, MD. Referring physician, Sharon Ramez, MD. New paragraph, clinical education, 36-year-old female with history of hypertension. For treadmill exercise stress test on medication. New paragraph. ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph. Baseline ECG. Sinus tachycardia. Less than 1 millimeter of ST depression. Leads 2-3 ABF of V3 through V6. New paragraph. Baseline blood pressure. 105 over 70. Baseline heart rate. 101 beats per minute. New paragraph. Patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 6 minutes to completion of stage 2 of the Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 167, parentheses, 91% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient under blood pressure 130 over 60 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 21710, period. New paragraph. Patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period, and she did not experience any significant dyspnea out of proportion to the level of stress obtained. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 minutes. The patient had an abnormal hemodynamic response to stress with baseline sinus tachycardia, an attenuated blood pressure response to stress, and an accelerated heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 95 over 60 and a heart rate of 127 at the end of the recovery period. Please add the following after accelerated heart rate response to exercise, add the following clause with attenuated deceleration of heart rate post-stress, with attenuated deceleration of heart rate in recovery. And then the patient had a final blood pressure of 95 over 60 and heart rate 127 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during correction. A BPC was noted at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, at peak stress, there were horizontal to upsloping ST depressions leads V3 through V6, 2-3, and ABF, which did not meet diagnostic criteria for ischemia. During stress, peak stress, and the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion and treble exercise stress test to 91% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. The diagnostic predictive value of this finding is diminished by the presence of baseline ST T wave abnormalities. 2. The patient not experienced any chest discomfort or abnormal dyspnea on exertion during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited only fair exercise tolerance with functional capacity in the range of 7 mets. 4. The patient had an abnormal hemodynamic response to stress with an attenuated blood pressure response to stress consistent with effective blunting of hypertension with medication and baseline sinus tachycardia with an accelerated heart rate response to exercise. 5. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress in the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armeza, MD.